The Supreme Court ruled in favor of DACA recipients after the administration tried to end the federal program. These are the adults who were brought illegally to the U.S. as kids by their parents. President Obama allowed them to stay in the country legally, but President Trump tried to rescind the program.
This morning, we'll learn more about the ruling, and we'll hear from DACA recipients about what it means to them.
The highest court's decision will immediately impact some 24,000 people who have called Arizona home. And joining me to discuss the Supreme Court's decision from KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Phoenix is Matthew Casey. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Lauren.
And from Tucson, we're joined by Alisa Resnick with Arizona Public Media.
Good morning.
Matt, I want to begin with you. You've covered the long, anxiety-risen time that DACA recipients have been waiting in limbo for this decision. So lay this out for us. What happens now?
Well, I mean, it's a huge win. It's really the best way to describe it. It's been going on since right after Labor Day 2017, when Jeff Sessions said that they were going to phase out the program. People can now go about, keep working and going about their lives. I think the ruling, the question that I want to know coming out of the ruling is, can new people apply for DACA, and can people who didn't renew get back? If you look at the national numbers and the numbers here in Arizona, people have dropped out of the program. Immigration lawyer Ruben Reyes was combing through the opinion for answers to those questions when he and I spoke earlier this morning.
It is an amazing decision. I am not going to lie. I am completely surprised in a way that I did not expect to be, considering the makeup of this court.
And Alisa, you've reported on the number of DACA recipients who are on the front lines against this coronavirus, fighting it right now. What was at stake here?
Yeah, so there are over 40,000 DACA recipients who are in healthcare roles around the U.S., and three times that number are in other frontline jobs like food service, transportation, teaching. So they're part of this essential workforce during the pandemic, you know, and those are folks like Blanca Sierra Reyes, who is a social worker in Phoenix. You know, she used to help patients with after hospital care, whether that was at home or in rehab. Now she helps the families of COVID-19 patients kind of plan for what's next. So for now, those jobs are safe. But because of the way this ruling came down, I really wanted to know how this would play out, you know, in the long run for folks both on the front lines and others who are going to school and working other jobs. So I asked former U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Leon Rodriguez about that.
For the short term, I think the Dreamers will be fine. I think the long term is a little bit less clear. That points to, in my mind, the absolute paramount importance of a congressional path to citizenship.
All right, Matt, let's throw that to you. What is next for DACA recipients?
Well, I mean, long term, their future is still unclear. You know, remember that DACA was thought of as sort of a bridge until lawmakers did broader immigration reform. And we're not any closer to that now than we were back then. DACA recipients I've spoken to over the years have all said that they are very grateful for having protection that other immigrants don't get, but they really want to be citizens. The SCOTUS decision says the process used by the administration was wrong and the government can still try to end the program. Reyes, the immigration lawyer with DACA clients, thinks that won't happen quickly.
Again, that would kind of go through more legal challenges, so I don't think anything would happen in between the months of now and the election.
All right. And Alisa, you spoke with a member, I understand, of President Obama's administration who helped roll out the executive order that created DACA. What were his thoughts?
Yeah, I spoke with John Sandweg, and during the Obama years, he had a number of roles in the Department of Homeland Security. He was acting general counsel for the department, and then he was acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So he was actually part of the former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano's advisory team that formed DACA back in 2012. And he told me that this is, of course, a big win for DACA recipients, but the Trump administration could still come back and challenge the work authorization portion of DACA, which would really change things.
The work authorization piece is critical. It allows these people to get driver's licenses. It allows them to get jobs. It allows them to live at least a somewhat normal life in this country. If you eliminate the work authorization element of DACA, it really would severely undermine the success of the program.
All right. That is KJZZ's Matthew Casey with our Fronteras desk in Phoenix, and Alisa Resnick joining us from Tucson with Arizona Public Media. Thank you both for your reporting.
Thank you.
Thank you.